This is 89.1 WEMU, and I'm David Fair. When candidate Trump was running for president, he promised to round up and deport undocumented immigrants. Well, now as president, it's happening. There have been sweeps in Fairfax, Virginia, and we're learning there may be efforts underway in the Ann Arbor and Ypsilanti areas as well. It may be that there are U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement officials at work in Washtenaw County. It just so happens that today is the day that the city of Ypsilanti's expanded human rights ordinance takes effect. Among other things, it offers further protections to local immigrants, but not when the federal government gets involved. Amanda Edmonds is the mayor of Ypsilanti, and thank you for your time today.
My pleasure.
What do you know about any federal activity in the area right now as related to immigration?
I have heard firsthand from multiple different residents about actions where people saw unmarked vehicles, saw people in black sweatshirts that said ICE, both in Ypsilanti City and in our surrounding townships in the last couple of days, with reports of anywhere between a dozen and even two dozen people potentially detained.
Those are sources from the community that have reached out to you. Have you had any confirmation from an official channel?
No, you know, ICE does not get in touch with our local police department or local officials. It's not how it works. So what we have to go on is what people have seen. So I had multiple separate residents who literally observed the action in the city, who wrote me separately to say what they saw, and everything corroborated. I've heard about multiple actions that happened in places along the roads, in Ipsy Township, at an apartment complex, and other locations. So there's not, what I'm learning is, an official channel, because local law enforcement is not generally contacted, given reports after the fact, before the actions, et cetera, in this area.
We reached out to the U.S. Department of Immigration and Customs Enforcement officials to try and verify activity in the area. And I'm going to read you the written response that was sent to WEMU, and this is a direct quote. ICE regularly conducts targeted enforcement operations during which additional resources and personnel are dedicated to apprehending deportable foreign nationals. All enforcement activities are conducted with the same level of professionalism and respect that ICE officers exhibit every day. The focus of these targeted enforcement operations is consistent with the routine targeted arrests carried out by ICE's fugitives operations team on a daily basis. ICE's enforcement actions are targeted and lead-driven. ICE does not conduct sweeps or raids that target aliens indiscriminately. ICE will not speculate on future operational activities. Mayor Amanda Edmonds, what is your reaction to that statement?
It is not surprising, and it is really sad. And when I began learning about this yesterday, that this is happening right in our community, I was sick to my stomach. And it makes me sick to my stomach that so many people in our community who work really hard, who are the backbone of our economies across the state in so many sectors, are being at risk in this way. And that it is not federal immigration policy that gives them a legal way to be here. But this also makes so many other people at risk who are not deportable, who are here legally and may not carry with them a passport all the time. I don't carry proof of citizenship with me, and I don't have to because I'm white. But so many people in our community are so scared right now, and they are validly scared and being told, stay off major roads. I'm worried about what kids will and won't be at school today. Many of our families in this area have mixed status. The kids may be U.S. citizens and a parent. Maybe one parent is and one parent isn't. One parent may be differently documented. One parent may have a visa. That is the reality for many people in this area.
There are a lot of considerations and potential impacts to this kind of policy. Nonetheless, there is a legal process in place to allow those wishing to come to the United States to apply for visas and ultimately to win their citizenship if they so desire. Undocumented immigrants in many cases have chosen to sidestep that opportunity and are, by law, here illegally. That's not of concern to you?
Our many, many, many jobs and many economies in this state, in this country, are by people who have fled, who have not been able to get asylum or refugee status and have fled deplorable conditions and deplorable discrimination and things in countries from all over this world. This we are focusing especially on Latin America, Central America right now, but people have come to this country for the whole history of this country fleeing conditions that we would not be able to fathom. So I am not concerned about that. While I do support people and many people I know who have worked towards legal paths, which are often dead ends or take years. There is a person in the city of Ann Arbor detained right now, was here legally, and had, I heard, 8 years of delays on his hearings. So he was here legally, has been trying for many years to be here legally. I know someone else who just got his legal status and has been here for 14 years working on that. People are trying, many people, but the system is broken in many ways, and that puts people in a very precarious position.
This is 89.1 WEMU. We're talking with Ypsilanti Mayor Amanda Edmonds. Amidst community concern, the U.S. Department of Immigration and Customs Enforcement officials are working locally to find and potentially deport undocumented immigrants. This comes as today is the day that Ypsilanti's expanded human rights ordinance covering immigration status takes effect. And Mayor Edmonds, I want to clarify the protections offered in the immigration to the immigration population in the Ypsilanti ordinance do not apply to matters that fall under federal jurisdiction, correct?
We have no control when the federal government shows up and does their actions, whether it's ICE, whether it's, you know, DEA, et cetera. They don't inform, they don't engage us, and it is, in a way, it feels good that our police are not a part of it in general, but it also feels like we are so helpless. While we are working to protect our citizens in ways that we can, especially in interactions with our own police and city staff and elected officials who in just another week will not be allowed to ask immigration status by ordinance. We cannot control when ICE or others show up. It's really, really sad.
What is your advice to those undocumented immigrants who are living or working in Ypsilanti today as we receive word that there may be federal activity seeking them out?
There are a lot of resources around people understanding their rights, people having their families be prepared. Michigan Immigrant Rights Center is one of those main resources, so I'd encourage people to check out their website. There are also rapid response hotlines if someone has been detained where legal support can be brought in. So people, again, that their constitutional rights are given and making sure that they are getting fair treatment in the case that they are detained. So knowing your rights, having plans, having backup plans. You know, the ACLU of Michigan also has an app, and many ACLUs across the country do, that allow people who are bystanders to, if they see an action, to report it, to take pictures that is sent right to the ACLU. That's one way that the community, with a lack of official information about these things, can work to sort of crowdsource documents. So I recommend people going to the ACLU Michigan site and downloading that app. That helps in many ways.
Now, there are many members of the community with word of potential federal actions taking place locally today that plan to be out and about and looking for perhaps some members of the federal government who are seeking out undocumented workers. They want to be driving around looking to see any unusual activity. Are you going to be a part of that effort?
I am not. I will be at work. I will be doing a CBS interview today. I'm not going to be out driving around, but I'm keeping my ear to the ground. What I will be doing today is continuing to talk to other elected officials, local, state, and federal, to figure out how we need to, in the ways that we can, continue to make our communities safe and protected. That's both our law enforcement at the local and the county level, and that's elected officials, because that includes our school district. And how our kids who are in have so much fear in their hearts right now that is unfortunately very founded can know that they can feel and should be able to feel safe and protected when they come to school.
The city of Ann Arbor has held off on passing its immigration status ordinance for fear of losing some federal funding and the impacts that might have on city residents. Do you have similar fears?
Our ordinance, our non-solicitation ordinance, was modeled after the one that the city of Detroit has had in place for quite a few years. Their lawyer's interpretation was that the way that those were written, what was covered and not covered, did not put them at risk. I think the devil is in the details with the number of these ordinances, but we should all be very cognizant right now of what might come down the line. But again, in the city of Detroit, legal interpretation so far, and again, things are changing with orders, executive orders, with what the details are. They are still being revealed. They are changing at times. Their interpretation was that ordinance, which ours models fairly directly, did not put them at risk around losing federal funding.
Do you think it's possible this area has been targeted because of Ypsilanti's desire to be recognized as a sanctuary city?
I think that in general, our state as a border state is a state that is targeted, has been targeted over the years. I don't have any suggestion. No one has suggested to me that our additional protections are causing that. We do have immigrant populations from different parts of the world across our community. Fewer in the city itself, but in our surrounding townships, so our broader community where people live, work, go to school. So people know that is some of the populations that we have here. And I'm sure that the federal officials know that those are populations here. I think that's probably why targeting is happening, along with the fact that we are a border state.
Thank you for your time today. I appreciate it.
Thank you, David.
That is Ypsilanti Mayor Amanda Edmonds. I'm David Fair, and this is 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU-HD1 Ypsilanti.